Hello and welcome to Life with Purpose Radio. Rod Hampton here again with more inspirational stories of people sharing Christ around the world. Let's go to Julian and Smoke to kick off our preview of this week's stories.
Thanks, Rod. Coming up, we're going to learn about a new church plant in Atlanta that is reaching the entertainment industry.
I'm John Graham, and if there was a contest for who had the worst childhood, Christina Noble would certainly be a finalist. Noble. The director, Stephen Bradley, joins us on today's Culture Connection.
Hello, I'm Ron Lawson. Later we talk with a leader with a passion to help people in our nation from other cultures to know the gospel and to minister to their needs.
I'm Myrna Brown. Singer-songwriter Christian Stanfill stands before tens of thousands of young people, coming up how he came to know Christ.
Also today, we get a different view of Baltimore from church planter Ron Larson on our Missionary Moment. So stay where you are for this week's edition of Life with Purpose Radio. Here's a ministry that's using writing, acting, and filmmaking to build relationships and share the gospel via online methods and a church plant. Life with Purpose Radio's Juliana Smoke brings us the story.
David Heavener is an award-winning filmmaker who has spent over 20 years in the entertainment industry. It is that experience that the Lord is now using to have him plant a church in Atlanta, Georgia, where they are reaching creative people. David Heavener is a Georgia Baptist Church planter of Revelation Media Ministry, and he joins us today on Life with Purpose Radio. Welcome.
Hey, it's great to be here.
David, it sounds like you've had a busy career with writing, directing, producing, and starring in over 30 films, and now church planting. How did the Lord lead your family to Atlanta to begin a church?
So basically, I spent the past 20 years doing music ministry at various churches, of course, still being in the music industry. A couple years ago, God opened a door where I could have a stage at CBS Studios in Hollywood to start a gathering. You may call it a church. And I gathered people together, started with about 20 people, and we did praise songs and worship, and I spoke a bit. And then about a year later, I looked around, there was about 250 people. And I thought, wow, you know, God's doing some great stuff. And so after patting myself on the back and saying how great I was, God told me it was time to leave and go someplace else to turn it over. And so I did. I gave it up and turned the keys over. God was calling me. I wasn't sure he was calling me to Atlanta, but I felt like Atlanta might be the place. So I came here, and through a chain of events, I ended up here.
Right, right. So the Lord began to just kind of draw your heart to Atlanta. And what was it that drew your heart to Atlanta?
Well, I think Atlanta has a lot of possibilities. There's a lot of studios opening up here in Atlanta. And I think it's going to be eventually one of the film capitals of the world.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about the people who you are ministering to.
The people I'm called to are people that are artists, entertainers. God's called me to be a place where it's safe for everybody to come. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of times in church, I mean, let's face it, you and I, you know, we go to church and we've been raised in it. So we kind of know the lingo. Mm-hmm. We know the ins, the outs. People that don't, you know, they're afraid to come into a church.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. And you are using writing, acting, and filmmaking classes as a platform to build those relationships and ultimately share Christ.
Right. What I'm doing is it's online, where I'm building my community. And my community, even though we're located in Atlanta, Georgia, and based out of Atlanta, my community is worldwide. So everyone that joins the website can also take these classes, acting classes, filmmaking classes, writing classes. They can network with other people. And that's my community. So once you build a relationship with people through the classes and through the networking, and then you move into the spiritual realm of making disciples who make disciples. I invite them. We have events where they can come to these events, and we pray, and we sing, and I do a little sermon.
Mm-hmm. But it's all about that relationship that you have invested in.
Yes. It's all about having the platform to where they look at you and they go, you know what? I trust him. I'm not afraid to say something. I know he's been there. He's done that. They have to trust you. And then you build that relationship.
Right, right. David, I am sure there are many stories that you could share of seeing lives transformed by the gospel. But could you maybe just share one with us now?
I was a young girl, Jewish girl. She happens to be someone that I'm working with now. She's a little filmmaker, and I'm kind of mentoring her. And she said, well, you know, I know about this religious stuff. Came time for us to have lunch on the set. God spoke to me and said, I want you to sing a Jewish song. I said, okay. So we sat around the table and I said, hey, I got a Jewish song I want to sing. And her eyes kind of lit up like, what's this guy talking about? So I started singing. It's a, you know, song that we sing in Israel. And she started clapping and she started singing. All of a sudden the light came on and she said, you know, that was pretty fun. And I said, you know what you were doing there? I said, you were kind of like praising God. You know that? She said to me this. She says, it's the first time I've ever done that in my life.
Wow.
Yeah. Had she accepted Christ? Well, I don't know in her heart, but I know that we're one step closer. I know that the seed has been planted.
Right. Right. It is exciting to hear how the Lord is using your skill set to plant this church. If someone is listening and they want to get more information or get involved with the church, how can they go about doing that?
Well, two ways. One is you can email me at david@davidhevener.com, and that's david@davidhevener.com, and that's H-E-A-V-E-N-E-R, like heaven with an E-R, .com. Or you can call me at 818-679-4642, 818-679-4642.
We've been speaking with David Hevener, Georgia Baptist Church planter of Revelation Media Ministry. David, we'll be praying that the Lord will use you and this church in a mighty way in your community.
Thank you, Juliana. I appreciate you, and God bless you and your ministry. And God bless Georgia. That's what I want to say. God bless Georgia and the Georgia Baptist, everybody here that's involved with the organization.
For Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Juliana Smoke.
Life with Purpose Radio.
Here at Camp Pinnacle, it's a great place to worship God. And your faith grows, and you learn so much.
You come here, you learn about missions, and it makes you want to become a missionary.
It's just a whole lot of fun. I wouldn't miss it for, like, anything.
Each summer, girls learn to be on mission for Christ at Camp Pinnacle, near Clayton in the beautiful North Georgia Mountains. For more information, go to camppinnacle.net. That's camppinnacle.net.
I love it. It is the best.
Thank you for listening and being a friend to Life with Purpose Radio. Well, there's a new movie that depicts the life and ministry of Christine Noble. The producer of the movie, Stephen Bradley, is with John Graham on today's Culture Connection.
Often, personal tragedy brings about a strong sense of purpose, especially when that purpose is galvanized by faith. Such is the case with Christina Noble, whose personal story of tragedy and triumph comes to the big screen under the direction of Stephen Bradley in the upcoming biopic, Noble. Stephen is here with us today. Welcome to the program, Stephen.
Thanks, John. Great to be with you.
Oh, it's a joy to be with you, and obviously you're not from Georgia by the sound of your voice.
No, I wish I was. I'm from Dublin, Ireland.
So the story of Christina Noble has a personal connection in that case. Can you give us a little bit of an overview of the film?
Yeah, Noble is, as you say, the true story of Christina Noble, who's an Irish woman still alive. And she had a very harsh childhood in Ireland. And then in her 20s, she had a dream that she believed was sent to her by God, that she should go to Vietnam. And once she'd brought up her own children, she went to Vietnam following this dream with a few thousand dollars in her pocket in 1989 and has since helped over 700,000 street children in Vietnam and then later in Mongolia.
How did you come upon her story and what made you want to tell it like this? You've done documentaries and television. Why this feature film?
My wife, Deirdre O'Kane, who plays Christina in the Vietnam, there are three Christinas, but she plays Christina in Vietnam. She had read Christina's books and had also done some fundraising activity for Christina. So we sat down one day to discuss and, you know, look for ideas to do together. And Deirdre said to me, there's only one thing I want to do, and that's the story of Christina Noble.
Wow. And just by looking at the trailer, it's a tremendous scope to this story. Obviously, you tell her childhood all the way to modern day. That had to be a pretty big thing to tackle.
Christina Noble is a larger-than-life character, and her achievements have been epic. So I wanted the film to have that similar scale, and seeing her battle with her faith, and also seeing all the things that she had overcome, which gave her the strength to do the extraordinary things that she did on the other side of the world.
And some of those things she's overcome are absolutely tremendous and horrifying at the same time. Can you kind of run down a list of those?
Yeah, I mean, the difficulty for Christina started when she was 10, and her mother, who was a wonderful woman, died, and her father was a chronic alcoholic already and couldn't look after Christina and her four siblings. So the five children were split up and sent to different convents and industrial schools in Ireland. She became homeless and unfortunately was raped at that time and had a child who was taken without her permission. And she then moved to England and had a relationship with an abusive man. So there was a lot of hardship. But what I would say about the film is that Christina has this lightness, and although that rundown makes the film feel like a desperate ordeal, because of the way the film is structured and because of Christina's lightness and her fearlessness and her humor and her love of music and singing, it actually is much more a kind of entertaining roller coaster than an ordeal for an audience.
Mm. What role, in addition to the vision she believes she received, what role does faith play in Christina's story?
In the film, each of the three Christinas at the different age groups has conversations with God. Christina believes, partly because of the dream, but also because of the character that she sort of has this direct relationship with God. And she gets frustrated with him, as you can see in the film sometimes, in that she's trying to find her destiny and always looking to God for the answers. At each age group, she surrenders herself to her faith at one pivotal moment, and the story turns on that.
And our show is called Life with Purpose Radio. I'm sure that viewers are going to walk away with such a clear sense of purpose in Christina's life. What do you hope viewers receive from this story?
Yes, I think that's exactly right. You can see the story of, in a sense, a modern-day hero who follows a dream and battles all the obstacles that are put in her way, using her faith to give her that strength. And I think people are inspired to think just a little bit about how they may do something more with their lives, whether that be a small local thing, as Christina would encourage people to do to begin with, or whether that's something more ambitious.
Well, Stephen, I can't wait for America to see it in theaters. How can folks find out where it's playing?
Yeah, if people look at our website, which is thenoblemovie.com, they can watch the trailer there, and there's also information about the film, and it will also direct them as to all the cities where it's playing.
Thank you so much for being with us, Stephen, and thank you for bringing this story to the world.
Brilliant. Thank you, John. Thank you for your time.
All right. Until next time, this is John Graham bringing you The Culture Connection.
Here at Life with Purpose Radio, we bring you stories of people living lives with purpose and caring Christians around the world. And our hope is that you are encouraged to live your life with purpose as you hear these stories. And we'd like for you to become our friend, be involved with our community here at Life with Purpose Radio, facebook.com/LWP Radio, or follow us on Twitter at LWP Radio. And our email is always open, stories@lifewithpurposeradio.com. One more time for the email address, stories@lifewithpurposeradio.com. And we'd love to read your comments, questions, story suggestions. And right now is the time to get your free book. Our free book offer still stands, and you can go to lifewithpurposeradio.com/freebook to get the hardback devotional called Words of Life. It's from Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director of the Georgia Baptist Convention. Again, to get that free book, just go to lifewithpurposeradio.com/freebook and get it today if you can. All right, more stories await. So, Myrna, who is on the way?
Thanks, Rod. Singer-songwriter Christian Stanfield stands before tens of thousands of young people at his concerts. Well, coming up, he shares with us how he came to know Christ as a teenager.
Thanks, Myrna. Also ahead, we see a different view of Baltimore, Maryland, from Sin Baltimore Church Planning Coordinator Ron Larson on today's Missionary Moment. Before all of that, though, it's over to Ron Larson in the Life with Purpose Radio studio for the story of Asian American Resource Center.
Thanks, Rod. As we look around our nation and even our communities, we see change. People from other cultures and languages have come to our doorstep. Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director for the Georgia Baptist Convention, visits with a leader who, along with her husband, has started a ministry to reach and help people of the Asian cultures who live here in our country. Let's listen.
I'm so pleased to be on the phone today with Dr. Connie G., who, along with her late husband, Reverend Henry G., started a ministry in Atlanta area called Asian American Resource Center, a ministry that was established about 18 years ago. Dr. G., thank you so much for being with us on Life with Purpose Radio.
So glad to talking this radio.
We're very aware of how the United States is becoming more and more diverse ethnically.
Yes.
And I know within a few miles of our Georgia Baptist Convention building, there's probably 50 different ethnicities that are represented,
yes,
and especially first-generation people from Asia. And
yeah,
I just wanted to talk to you about this. We have many Koreans in the area. Could you share with our listeners about the mission of the Asian American Resource Center and how God led your husband, Reverend G., to begin this important ministry?
Asian American Resource Center was founded by Henry G. 1997. From the beginning, he realized the special need of Asian American in the Metro Atlanta. Today, Asian American continues to assist elderly, jobless, poor, and unskilled. Asian American breaks through the language, culture, and social barrier to encourage to self-sufficient to the obtain that successful job and educational opportunities.
That's incredible, and I know that you're helping a lot of people in that,
yes,
particular area. I've had the privilege of visiting in Korea, and I know as an American being put down into that culture for a couple of weeks was a unique experience for me. So I can imagine that that a Korean person who comes to this culture would have a lot of challenges. Could you,
yes,
give us maybe a little bit more about the ministries that you do among the Asian people here?
Oh, yes. We provide transitional housing for homeless single mothers, especially their children. Those mothers came from that emergency shelter or have a seven-day eviction letter. We serve them with rent assistance, career and mental health counseling, child care service, one-on-one life skill training, and more. We also provide benefit application assistance and ESL class for limited English proficiency adults. We have now 612 students and 10 classes open.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's incredible.
Also, we try help to them productive good citizens.
Oh, that's good. That's,
yeah,
wonderful. Well, the Asian people that I know are good citizens, and they're hardworking,
yes,
diligent, wonderful people. I wonder, because I know you're in touch with a lot of people, could you just share,
yes,
with us an example of maybe an individual or a family that you've seen come to faith in Christ through this ministry?
Oh, yes. We have so many testimonials. One family, I just read one of the testimonial, okay?
Sure.
Our family came to Atlanta 5 years ago. As soon as we arrived in America, we were confronted by English like other people. I founded the AARC English program. Fortunately, I found a job and became a produce buyer. Every day, I work at the state farmers market. Most of owners were American. They understood my English. I am studying English again in Asian American Resource Center. I hope that I serve to society like Asian American people someday. That's Miss K.
How wonderful. That's a great, yeah, testimony. I appreciate you sharing that with us.
So many people, we serve them, they become really good citizens.
Amen. Thank you so much for that. You know, our listeners, I'm sure, are very interested in what you're doing. How can we pray for you and for the wonderful work of your organization?
I think the church and individual need to make the effort to know the need of diverse communities. And more importantly, they need to try to build a personal relationship with the most they need. Need to be open to the different culture and try to communicate them to break down walls. Many in the Asian community have left their family and culture. They need emotional, financial, and sometimes social support. If you wish to support them, you can give us a call, 770-270-0663, or you can visit our website, Asian American, AARC-Atlanta.org.
Okay, could you give us that website one more time?
AARC-Atlanta.org.
Excellent. I think a lot of times, Connie, that people are just intimidated. They're very good people, and they would like to communicate and establish relationships, but they're afraid that they don't know the language of the Koreans or the Asians who are in the area, and so they're a little apprehensive about approaching them. And the thing is, we just need to break down those barriers and feel a freedom to communicate with one another and to love on each other in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Well, we certainly will
be. We need some volunteers here, too.
Well, good. That's a good word. Yes. And if you want to volunteer and work with the Asian American Resource Center, your presence would certainly be welcome. I've been talking today with Dr. Connie G., who serves as the Executive Director for the Asian American Resource Center, a ministry here in the Atlanta area. Dr. G., thank you so much for being with us on Life with Purpose Radio and talking with us about your wonderful ministry.
Thank you. It was a wonderful time.
For more information on the Asian American Resource Center, go to our website, lifewithpurposeradio.com. For Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Ron Lawson.
Now, Myrna Brown lets us hear the music, the passion, and the heart of Christian artist Christian Stanfield on Life with Purpose Radio.
He ministers alongside some of Christian music's most celebrated singer-songwriters, an inspiring and talented artist himself. Christian Stanfield joins us on Life with Purpose Radio. Hi, Christian.
Hey.
How are you?
Hey, good to talk with you today. I'm good.
Higher than the mountains that I face, this one thing remains.
Christian, your story really inspires me. You grew up outside of Atlanta, and as a teenager, I understand, you taught yourself to play guitar, not to be cool, but to help you praise God on a much deeper level.
Yeah.
As a teenager.
Yeah. Oh, look, trust me, when I first started, it definitely was not cool. It was really more bad than it was cool. It was pretty terrible. But yeah, you know, ever since I can remember, I've loved music and I've loved the expression of music. When I became a Christian and I said yes to following Jesus, the music thing took a turn toward Jesus for me. I wanted to express my love and my worship, you know, to Jesus, and so it really became an outlet for that. My dad knew a few chords, and he had an old guitar, and he taught me a few things, and I kind of took it from there, and later on in life got surrounded with some much better musicians who helped me get better and better. Music has always been something that I've loved, and I'm really grateful that I get to do it now.
How did you come to know the Lord as your Savior?
I grew up going to church with my family. Jesus and Scripture and the truth about who God is, it has always been kind of swirling around me. But it wasn't until I was about 13 years old, I was at a student conference with my youth group. Something clicked for me in terms of what it meant to follow Jesus and give your life, lay your life down at the feet of Jesus and say, everything that I am and everything that I have and every day that you give me here on earth, I want it to count for you.
Wow.
I really understood that at 12 years old, 13 years old, and I saw the cross in a way that I had never seen the cross before. I knew that Jesus had died for me. He died for my sin, and I needed to be free from that. That was really the moment for me when I said yes to Jesus, you know, and I think that's really the moment for all of us is when our eyes are open, when our spiritual eyes are open to see the beauty of the cross and the grace and the mercy of God at the cross. And I came back from that conference a different kid.
When you're on stage, you're ministering to, I mean, literally tens of thousands of young people. Do you go back to when you were their age and is that, you do that?
Oh, yeah, all the time. I get to be a part of a movement called Passion now, and I get to be one of the worship leaders with Passion. And growing up, I was tracking along with Passion. Every release, every song release or CD release they had, I remember those stages of life, you know, and all those times that I spent leading worship and just being a high school or college student where God was doing this work in my heart, and he was really depositing in me what I would eventually deposit into other people.
Mm-hmm.
As a worship leader, I don't know how many worship leaders, you know, you have listened to this, but don't despise that season of anonymity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't despise that season where you know, you think, well, nothing's happening right now, or I wish I could be doing something bigger or more influential. And God is doing, he's doing a work in you, and he has to do what he wants to do in you privately before he can do what he wants to do in you publicly.
You're talking to our listeners, but I want you to know, you're talking to me too. I am, oh my goodness, I just almost fell over in my chair. Thank you for that.
Great.
Before we end the conversation, I want to talk about this hymn. There is a hymn I am very fond of, In yes. Christ Alone. And yes. Let me just say, sometimes as a society, you know, we dismiss hymns because, you know, they were written so long ago and, you know, so forth and so on. But you've introduced this classic to a new generation.
I agree with you. You know, hymns are where we came from.
Yeah.
And you can't forget where you come from, you know?
Yeah.
God gave us this extra little lyric, extra little bridge section at the very end of the song that mm-hmm. it just launched the song into a powerful moment, a powerful declaration, you know, for people to say to God, you know, that you are where my strength comes from. You are where my peace and my help comes from. Even when darkness is surrounding me, even when fear is knocking at my door, I know that Jesus is alive, that I have hope today.
Christian Sandfield, what a pleasure to talk with you. And let's make sure we mention your new project, Passion Even So Come.
Thank you, Myrna. It was great to talk with you.
And for Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Myrna Brown.
Today's Missionary Moment takes us to Baltimore, Maryland, here on Life with Purpose Radio.
Baltimore is known as the Charm City. It's a city of neighborhoods, 250 of them. It is a city that every neighborhood has its own website. So if you live in one part of Baltimore, rarely do you cross the street to go to the other neighborhood. Everything takes place in that same neighborhood. It's a city, though, that as you move past the Inner Harbor, Ravens Stadium, Baltimore Orioles Stadium, you're going to find a whole different kind of Baltimore. 40% poverty with children, sex trade that ranks in the top 10 cities in the nation, a city that has 70,000 known heroin addicts. And that's a part of Baltimore a lot of people don't see. That doesn't make it as much charmed, as much as challenging to people that want to do God's ministry there. The best God story is one of Joel Kurtz, who pastors the Garden Church in inner city Baltimore. But he was determined. He wouldn't give up. He wouldn't quit. And just last month, he baptized a member of the Blood Gang and the Crips Gang. And so amazingly beautiful was the picture that I saw as these two individuals that were hated rivals shared communion with one another out of the same communion cup. That's what God's doing in Baltimore right now. Come and let me take you around and discover the historical sites of Baltimore, as well as interact with the church planters that are already there, that every day are putting their own lives on the line and their families to minister to people that desperately need Jesus Christ.
For more information about North American and international missionaries, head to lifewithpurposeradio.com and follow the links under today's program date. On Life with Purpose Radio, we believe that the truth of Christ is to be shared with everyone, and we hope these stories have inspired you to live life with purpose. As today you heard about Revelation Studio Ministries, the movie Noble, Asian American Resource Center, Christian Stanfield, and Ron Larson, coordinator for Send Baltimore. Well, we'll see you next time for more stories of people living their lives with purpose. And be sure to visit us online at lifewithpurposeradio.com for more information on today's stories. Life with Purpose Radio is a production of the Georgia Baptist Convention. Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director, and in association with Southern Baptist State Conventions and agencies, including the International Mission Board and the North American Mission Board, and is made possible by gifts through the Cooperative Program. I'm Rod Hampton, and from everyone here, thanks again for listening to Life with Purpose Radio.